Sue Fagan. I live at 35934 Bay Drive in Rehoboth Beach, which is at the end of Old Landing Road across from the golf course. So I'm here as a member of the gym. My husband has Parkinson's disease, and everybody said all the benefits. They have, one of the things that hasn't come out is they've sent trainers from the gym to, they're called PWR classes. They're classes of exercise that are specifically designed for Parkinson's disease and for people who have Parkinson's disease. And so far they have four, or I think they've sent another one with specific training. So when you're talking about the medical, a lot of the medical questions, the neurologists and other person and other physical when you get to PT, can then recommend programs to go to. And so you want to go to a program that where people were trained in PWR, and that's where what Midway has. And, you know, like everybody else has said, like Trick said, it makes a big difference. I'm personally looking forward to the Aqua. I know that with my husband's muscles and how they stiffen up, he doesn't have the shakes that you associate with Parkinson's. He has rigidity, and I just know the option of having a pool that he can get into, I think that will help him. But I'm also here as a person who does live at the end of Old Landing Road and has watched the Old Landing Road open spaces be filled in with houses, and our beautiful golf course is going to be, I don't know, you can tell me, 300 or 500 houses that was approved for. And I would much prefer, as a person driving down Old Landing Road every day, to see a facility with a parking lot where people come in and out all day rather than a bunch of new houses. So anyway, my perspective is that I understand what the people in the community are concerned about. But I know that we lost our open space to development, and this would be a building that people just come in and out of. And I know we're not supposed to repeat, but I never see more than 30 cars in the parking lot. It's an in and out all day. You might have 1,000 members, but they're never there at once. They come in and out, it's very quiet. And you don't have those big bodybuilders, ooh, look at me going outside, jumping around, going, ooh, look
George
at...
George isn't there.
No, he's talking about... Yeah.
So, that you associate with, you know, gym and fitness and stuff. These are very... It's a quiet, family-orientated place. So that's pretty much what I have to say.
Thank you very much.
I've got to write my address down.
We might want to be a big bodybuilder. What's wrong with those guys?
Well, she's writing her address. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application?
Don't see anybody.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition of conditional use number 2074 filed on behalf of Quail Valley 1525 LLC? Okay, is there a spokesperson or somebody first? For organizational sake, thank you. Same thing, if you could state your name and place of residence, sort of who you represent, and also if you would sign in.
Certainly. My name is Jan Almaris. I live at 33665 East Hunter's Run.
In what town?
Lewis, Delaware.
Okay.
So I am in the East Village of Five Points. Okay. And this will move it forward?
The clicker will do it.
Thank you. I am a representative from a group of residents from the Village of Five Points, Covey Creek, and along Savannah Road, so I'm just not speaking for a single area. Our group has been engaged in efforts to try to understand aspects of conditional use of AR1 zone land in our county, and also how do you demonstrate that any proposed use is compatible with residential surroundings and consistent with existing uses in the area. On May 16th, I delivered information to the council about background on our group and our efforts, but more importantly, it provided an analysis that we did around consistency of the proposed project when compared to the existing professional medical office buildings in the area. Our group chose to focus our comparison on consistency rather than compatibility with or character, in character with, because we felt consistency was something we could more objectively quantify. The Planning and Zoning Commission has cited that there are multiple uses in the area for offices and medical, professional and medical offices. They suggest that with their proposed conditions, the project meets the purposes and the requirements of the district. However, this recommendation was, and it was cited before, it was kind of looking at land use, at are there other conditional uses here, and there really wasn't a site visit to the existing professional and medical buildings in the area to kind of verify consistency between those buildings and those conditional use and what's being requested here, are to help inform what the final recommendations for conditions for use should be. So because of our understanding, we kind of went out and we did a layman's survey of these various sites in the area so that we could determine if the proposed project is consistent or inconsistent with the existing area. You have the packets, I hope. I did provide a copy today for record. And I'm going to quickly review it in the hearings and answer any questions that you might have. Before I begin the review, though, I really want to assure council, the applicants, and all of the members of Midway Fitness Center that our group's not opposing the business plan developed by Mr. Garrett and Ms. Hornhold. We acknowledge it. It's their responsibilities as owners to grow their business, grow their profits, expand their services, to remain competitive, and to please their clients, members, and the organizations that they currently serve. That's what businesses do. But what we want to do is ensure that discretion is used when considering the conditional use of this particular AR1 zone property, and that it fulfills any use, fulfills county code requirement to demonstrate compatibility with the residential surroundings. Okay? So, as cited before, there are a number of homes in the area that have been converted to businesses. They're excluded from this analysis. These are the various office and medical sites that we went out and surveyed. In addition to these, there are also three sites even further east of the Savannah Road Professional Center that I can speak to that we did look at as well. The information will be consistent with what I give you with these, but I can speak to that. Before we look at really the area, I think it is important to get a perspective of the size of what's being proposed. And I know it has been scaled down, I'm going to work with just the measurements that we have here. So we have 276 feet across along the villages of Five Points in the back and 226 feet long that'll parallel Parker's Run. Now, to give you a perspective around that, just visually, we're going to use a couple of existing commercial entities. One is the new building under construction on Route 9, which is the Shelby Bounce building. The other is the actual Village of Five Points Shopping Center. So if you look at the Shelby Bounce building, it is 35 feet high, so very comparable to what we are hearing today. It is 200 feet long, and it's 128 feet wide. So if you look at the picture on the upper right, so that building is 200. The yellow line extends another 76 feet beyond that. So that small white person in the circle, they are standing at 276 feet from the corner of that building. And if you want to look at What would parallel Parker's Run as we go into the villages of the East Village, you can see that the 226-foot-long would be, the building is going to be about 75% longer than what this building is. If you go to the shopping center, from the end of the front on the left all the way over to the end of the Weiss storefront is approximately 276 feet. If you go to the west side of the building, there's a law office that is the second office in from the end. And if you stand there and you measure down to the end of the building, that is 226 feet. So the lower right photo actually is cropped so that you can see what 226 feet on the west side would be and what 276 feet across the front side would be. So that is actually what the perspective would be, and it would be taller than the majority of the building here.
Ma'am, just before you go further, can I ask you a question on those?
Mm-hmm.
With those measurements, how are they taken? Just because that's, I mean, it's not a sealed drawing, there's no scale or anything.
What we did is we actually took a tape measure out, and we physically measured it.
Okay.
Now for height, you'll see how we measured height later on. We did a scale because that was a little bit more difficult than actually measuring as we were out on site. So, and we were a little bit surprised. I mean, it's a little bit shocking to see how large this actually is. So we went and we did just a little double check on this to say, and we dropped some lines next to the building that was proposed and then replicated them and dropped them over on the shopping center. And you can see that it's not an exaggeration. It's really an accurate representation of how large the building would be. Now, the Planning and Zoning Committee really did do some good recommendations, and we love the 40-foot setback. You know, we would like 50, but, you know, we thought 40 was great. But it doesn't address the size or the height of the building. It still allows them to rearrange, just like they did, and to put a very, very large building in that location. So going back to what is existing there and completing an analysis, we can start with the Savannah Road Professional Center. It's a two-building office complex bounded by streets on two sides. The depth of the parking lot creates separation from the single-family homes to the east and north. The total length of both buildings combined is only 154 feet, and at its widest point, it's 82 feet. The building height is about 25 feet tall. You can see that the buildings are showing the setbacks here, so there's a lot of separation from any residential area. You'll also see that we measured 15 feet, 30 feet, and 50 feet off of the building in both directions in the parking lot, and there's still lots of space behind the 50-foot measurement from any residences. All of the exterior walls are uniformly finished with a nice stucco-style siding. Normal hours of operation appear to be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Photos are taken on Saturday. We've been there multiple Saturdays and in the evenings, and you can see that there are no cars in that lot. Now you can move to the South Point Professional Center. This is a 116 by 72 foot two-story building. It also has significant setbacks in the back of the property. The building is approximately 22 feet high. There are single family homes on both sides of the buildings, but there's really nice reasonable separation provided given the homes are located directly on Savannah Road. You can see that the bottom left photograph, that photograph is actually taken from the back property line of that particular professional and medical building. And again, the 15, 30, 50 foot, you can see lots of space there. Nice exterior finish with attractive shake siding. Again, normal hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. been there multiple Saturdays after 5. The very, very rarely do you find even a single car there. Next, you have Wilgus Associates. This is a relatively small, single-story professional office building, which is set back from the rear property line by approximately 30 feet. The building is separated from the single-family home on the east by a very wide parking lot. There is limited separation between the building and the single-family home to the west. Again, you can see the setback at the rear of the building and to the east of the building. All of the building, the exterior walls are finished, again, with an attractive shake siding. Normal hours appear to be Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. These photos were taken on a Monday at 6:30 p.m. BB Healthcare Medical Group. This facility is a smaller two-story building located directly on Savannah Road next to where the old Grange Church built, what is a church now. Setbacks from the building on the east and south sides are greater than 50 feet from the property line. You can see that all exterior walls are uniformly sided with something similar, you know, like a wood siding. Normal hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Again, photographs taken on a Saturday. Next, you have the Bay Health Sussex Podiatry Group. This is really like a small one-story building similar to a large single-family home with a small parking lot in the back. Appearance on all exterior walls are uniform, and siding material used is consistent with a residential construction. Again, very normal hours of operation Monday through, that is a typo, it should say Friday, 8 to 5. The Bayside Health Association is primarily a single-story facility. It has a small little architectural two-story portion in the middle. And this is adjacent to the Parker's Run as you go into the East Village. It's a small, very low-profile medical office that's built on a fairly narrow lot. And there is a conditional use that was granted for the lot next to it as well for a medical facility. Again, you can see the entrance into the building and the parking lot behind. Lots way more than 50 feet of setbacks from the building. And the distance, let's see, it's a single structure, and again, all the exterior walls are sided with material typical of residential construction. The one thing that I would want to point out on this is that picture in the upper right-hand side. This does abut the villages of Five Points. So I went around to the other side and stood on the property line of a home on West Hunter's Run. And the building is so low that you can't really see anything above that tree line at all. It's not intrusive in any way. Here is just a small single-story residential-looking building that is located more than 50 feet from, that has a setback of more than 50 feet from the rear property line. Partially backs up to commercial property, if you can see from the aerial. Normal hours, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Photo taken on a Saturday, but this is straight across from the village, so we see it all the time as we come in and out. Now I want to skip to, we also included 3 medical facilities over on Old Orchard Road. These 3 medical facilities are all single-story buildings. They're right on Old Orchard Road. It's understanding that when the new road aligns with that light at West Coast, it'll run behind these buildings. So that'll mean that these particular buildings will be either abutting roads or commercial property. And although you can look at this and see that the Lewis Surgery Center and the Orthopedics Association, that's kind of newer construction, but it's still very attractive in terms of they have some siding plus some decorative types of engineered you know, it's not real stone, but it looks like stone type of thing on it. And again, normal hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. The parking lots are gone after, you know, people are gone after 5 o'clock every day. This is the one that's probably more interesting that we looked at. It's the Bayview Medical Center. I kind of call it a medical complex because it really consists of two smaller single-story buildings located on the north side of the property, adjacent to the East Villages of Five Points. And then it has a larger two-story building, which is, I like to say that it's well-placed away from any residential areas because they've placed it south of the single-story buildings and have it backing up to commercial area. So it's really kind of nicely placed for the area that it's in. And this is going in just to give you a sense of it. You'll see the two single-story buildings straight forward as you come in, and then the two-story sits off to the left. The exterior of the two-story building is uniformly finished with a nice stucco-style siding. The lower front half incorporates a brick facade. The exterior walls of the two single-story buildings are finished with a shake siding. Normal hours of operation, even for this three-building complex, is 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. There's no traffic noise or anything on weekends or after 5.
What's the height of that building, do you know?
Pardon me?
The height of that building?
We'll get to that.
I knew you would.
Have it.
I knew you would.
So in the two single-story buildings, what you have is their combined total square footage is about 23,000 square feet, and they're 22 feet at their highest point. You can see, again, these are the two buildings that back up to the residential area, well over 50 feet away from the residential property line. And again, since this backs up to the East Village, I went around and took a picture from a property line. And this picture was actually taken in April before all the trees kind of filled in. And still, you can see that the roofs of those single-story buildings are not intrusive at all when you look at them from the residences. Here we go. So the two-story building, we had to approximate the height, so we used a very unusual measurement technique here. We took a 5'8" person, stood them in front of the photograph, and then by stacking them up, we could see that the building is approximately 35 feet high. So the height of the proposed fitness building is expected to be close to this because we had heard they were going to be possibly modifying that height.
I think this engineer is taking notes. He's probably I think he'll be using this technique.
There you go. I appreciate your I appreciate that you like a creative approach there. So it's about 35 feet high. And what we did is you can see here that we ran around to the back, and the person in the photograph above is standing 15 feet away from the back of this 35-foot two-story building. And you can see even if you move back 20 feet, 30 feet, you're still dwarfed by this height of a building. As compared to the person in the photograph on the right, who's standing next to a 17-foot high section of the single-story building on the Bayview complex. And again, this building is representative of the majority of the office and medical office buildings in the area.
Good job.
So now if you look at just because this is really the largest standalone building that we could find in the area, is the two-story at Bayview, and it's 122 feet long and 78 feet wide, backs up to that commercial property. Again, referencing the proposed building at 276 feet long and 226 feet long. We tried to get a perspective again on, well, how would that compare to this? So we went and measured from the very south end of the two-story building, 276 feet back on the complex, and we had to go all the way back to the north side of the single-story building in order to get to 276 feet. And so we thought, wow, this looks like, you know, a little bit strange, or, you know, is this real? Can this be real? Even though we measured it. So we did a quick check, again, by pulling the 276 off of the building, replicating it, and laying it alongside where we had measured. And it was, in fact, providing a fair representation to the length of that building back there. So when we looked at this, we said that even with the conditional use that the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended, it's still not consistent with anything else in the area. The proposed building is almost as large as the shopping center, and it'd be like you're gonna, you know, just plop that down over there. And it's much larger than the Shall We Bounce building out on Route 9. They have, and they've talked today about being willing to work with the facade. But no other building in the area is a pre-manufactured steel building. They're all stick-built, much smaller. This seems to be more consistent with the steel building like Shall We Bounce. The other thing that was really came to light is the hours of operations for this particular use. And it's completely inconsistent with the professional medical office buildings in the area. It's more consistent with maybe a commercial retail center, and as they describe, cars in and out all day long type of thing. So based on the analysis that we did, our group thought there were some conditions beyond those recommended by planning and zoning that we should propose for consideration here at council. And those would be that any commercial building or buildings for on that partial should be limited to a total of 25,000 square feet to maintain the consistency with the existing professional and medical office buildings in the area. And the rationale was that, well, the largest standalone building is only around 19,000 square feet. And if you combine both of the buildings at Savannah Road Professional Center, they have a combined total of about 25,000 square feet. We also feel that for this particular parcel in the area that it's in, the height is important, and it should not exceed 25 feet to maintain consistency. The tallest building in the area is the 2-foot located in Bayview, which is 35 feet high, but that building does not back up directly against any residential areas. The tallest buildings directly adjacent to a residential area are located at Savannah Road Professional Center, and that height is 25 feet. We would like to see you consider that any commercial building should have a mono or multi-pitched roof, and all exterior walls should be uniformly finished with a siding type aesthetically consistent with the existing professional and medical office buildings in the area. And we also feel that although planning and zoning did recognize that hours of operation should be a consideration, we still think that there needs to be additional hours shortening to be consistent, and also for addressing some of the residential neighbors' concerns about parking lot and building noise. There were some things beyond that we just kind of grouped into recommendations. And since we put this together, we have learned some new things about systems and HVAC for buildings this large that another representative will be talking to. But we do think that that noise has to be kept to a minimum. Anything that is going to be creating noise should be as far away from any of the residential areas as possible. fencing, we do prefer a solid fence because of security. Now, that's the reason we want the solid fence, is to provide so that there can't be pass-throughs from that location into our locations. And we do like, and the engineer for them kind of hit on exactly what we were thinking, is put the buffer, then the fence, because then the residents see the greenery rather than the fence. We also think that it would be very hard, because in the Planning and Zoning Commission, they talked about plantings or landscaping to obscure the building. It's really going to be hard to obscure a building this size, so I don't even know how you would do it within a reasonable period of time. And, you know, so, but I think you could, within a reasonable period of time, that some of these additional conditions were considered. And then lighting, planning and zoning, great job on recommending downward directional low lighting. We further recommend the lamp post should be no higher than 16 feet in height, and maybe that the lighting should operate on motion detectors from sunset to sunrise. Okay.
Are you done?
I was going to say, that's all I have to say, and I want to thank you for letting me come here today and present our
I don't think he's pushing. I think he's got a question for you.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to keep it moving. At the end here, it sounds to me then you're not opposed to the use of this property, as the use, a gym.
No, or, we're just.
So you wouldn't care if a 25,000 square foot gym
right.
was there.
Yeah, and if the hours were reasonable, I think hours.
You're not opposed
so
to the development of the property.
Hours
okay.
Hours of operation are also a concern for us as well.
Okay.
But again, we know it will be developed. So whether it's mm-hmm. this or any other commercial application.
Well, the only way it can be developed right now is an AR1.
Right.
Right. Anything else, it has to go through a change mm-hmm. or a permit.
Right.
And okay. You just.
Any more questions, this young lady? Where's the guy? Where is he?
he's a guy that had the longest measuring tape in the neighborhood. So I appreciate his help.
Right? I would say she owes you something, a dinner or something. I don't know what, but a free meal, something. You know what I mean?
He made the buildings look bigger.
Oh, I see.
So you get Mike here, he'll make the buildings look
that's
smaller.
That's probably true. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I wouldn't have as many people stacked on top of each other. You're right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He has hair curls, so it'd be more accurate.
Does anybody know the, we're talking dimensions, 276 feet, I mean, that's almost the length of a football field.
That is correct.
So what's the width of a football field? Anybody know?
160 feet.
How much?
160
feet. 160 is the width. 160 for the
60 wide, 300 long.
Okay.
All right, next.
Come on up. I thought this gentleman, were you next in line? You had your